We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm here at the MTP Software Studios for Radio Entrepreneurs, and I'm also sitting with Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Meyerson, and Plout.
Great to be here, Jeff.
Thanks, Peter.
And we have another good guest today.
Yes, we do. But Peter, just at the beginning of the interview, if somebody wants to get hold of you at any particular point of time, how do they find you?
They find me at P. Meyerson, M-Y-E-R-S-O-N, at crmllp.com, or they can call my direct dial, which is 617-742-2255.
Great. Our next guest, someone that you know well, I think I've seen him in your house, not him personally, but his work.
You've seen his work in my house.
As Joseph Van Benton of Joseph Van Benton Furniture Maker. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. You know, I was online looking at your stuff, and as soon as I looked at it, it's beautiful. And now I know, and it reminded me of Peter's house, because I've seen it in his house. Tell us about your business and how you got into it.
Well, I was a liberal arts graduate in 1974, Boston College, and I was without prospects and and without portfolio. And I spent a year subbing in the Boston school system, decided that woodworking shops in schools represented an intriguing possibility for pursuing something that was in my mind anyway. And I taught at Chelsea High School for 3 years. And then
Woodworking?
Woodworking, yes. And having had enough teaching, even though it was a great experience, I had this vision of what I wanted to do and be in life. And I looked for about a year and found a suitable workspace that was also a retail space. And I rented that, and 39 years later, I'm still there.
It's really interesting. I mean, you're on Route 9 in Newton. I guess it's Newton, isn't it?
It's actually Brookline at
Brookline,
that point.
Brookline, okay. But, you know, it must have been quite a dramatic step to have rented what's really fairly large space, you know, without any real portfolio.
Right. No, it was a reach.
So you had a vision.
I did.
Or were you stupid at the time and that was what put you into business?
Well,
naive.
I had extremely low overhead. I had no wife, no children. I shared an apartment with two other people.
I can't even remember that far back.
I don't know that I ever had that far back.
But so it was a good moment to take a shot at something like that. And what I really had in my mind was that loving to make furniture was great, but to make a life out of it, you needed to be a functioning member of the community, and you had to make a living. And for me, it was not going to be successful unless I could make a living at it. That it was it's a formula, you know, of an authentic life. And I didn't want to work nights and weekends in my garage building furniture. I wanted to be a furniture maker.
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, were you trained as a furniture maker or?
Well, I had 6 weeks at Fitchburg State College.
That doesn't sound like a whole lot.
Well, it wasn't a lot of formal training, but
no. But you know, you're not learning how to make rockets at that time. I used to work in a furniture shop for my father, the paint shop, finishing shop. I worked the veneering machine, and if you're being taught by a good teacher, it doesn't take that long, and you have a certain aptitude for it. It doesn't take you that long, does it?
Well, while I was teaching, I spent Saturday and Sunday all day in the school shop making furniture, so that I had actually made quite a lot of furniture by the time I started my commercial operation.
Right.
And I also had the good sense to hire a 68-year-old furniture maker who was a retired guy, had worked many, many years at
You got lucky you found the right guy.
I found the right guy, and he was a tough, hard, difficult man. And I was really the only person in the shop he would talk to.
But he made good furniture.
He knew everything.
But he was an artisan, right?
He knew everything about making furniture. And he knew how to make a living making furniture. That's what he taught me.
So, you know, I'm wondering, you know, your business, when I looked online, you must spend a lot of time just looking for the right pieces of wood. Because wood is so much of your art comes out in your canvas.
Well, the first trick is with wood is to have a lot of it. Yeah. So that you can sort it and use secondary pieces for secondary things and find the good stuff to
right.
use for the special things. Well, but what's changed is the internet. It has brought more possibilities for great wood onto my computer screen, and I can pick it out and have it shipped. And it's a much more efficient process.
Do you ever find a piece of wood, and even before you make a piece, you look at the wood and you go, "Oh, this is special. I have to call Peter. He's going to want something from this piece of wood."
Well, we do
not
set it
Peter
aside.
Not Peter particularly. That was just an example.
I mean, Peter would not be one of those guys I'd
no,
call.
No,
we're tough customers.
No, this is not Peter Morrison. This is just a person in general. Like,
right.
My mother was an art collector.
Right.
And there were artists who knew that when they made a piece, they knew to call Beverly.
Right.
That Beverly was going to go drive for 2 hours and buy the piece from her.
Yeah, and it shakes out a little differently most of the time. We'll have a client who's doing his house, and he's looking for special wood, and I'm going to look for him for special wood, and I'm going to find a spectacular plank and say, "We need to buy this plank." And I'm doing that with a guy right now. We just had a piece of walnut shipped to us from Oregon that was more than 5 feet wide and 16 feet long and 3 inches thick.
It was a dining room table?
Yeah,
dining room table.
Right.
Dining room table.
And it must be some house.
Spectacular. A spectacular house.
What a dinner party, right?
I know. I should be there.
Right. That would be my wife's dream but that wouldn't even fit in our dining room. That would
right,
fit in my dining
right.
room right through to my living room.
Yeah.
Fit in your dining room through the front wall.
Yeah, I know. But that's the party that my wife wants. So that's great. That's dining. That's really entertaining friends. That's filling the room up and really living the sort of social dream of really entertaining people. And it starts with that table.
It's also having something in your life that's like a pretty special thing. This did not come into being by accident, and it represents the thought and design and effort of a group of people on your behalf. And like, that's a lot better than the latest BMW. I mean, it's going to be with you a lot longer.
The ultimate eating machine.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
So how do you find your clients? I mean, you have a great location. I mean, because the first time...
But the parking.
Well, the parking is not much fun, I agree.
Look, if I was downtown, if I was on Newbury Street in Boston, you would think my parking was great.
Right. No, I wouldn't.
No, he means the way it is now compared to Newbury Street.
Oh,
it's
well,
relative.
Okay. That's
he
true.
Meant a relative statement.
That was
right.
a relative statement.
Right.
Yes.
If right. I was on Newbury Street with the parking I have in Brookline...
Oh, yeah.
You would think it was wonderful.
That's true.
Look how close we are.
But I don't go
are.
To Newbury Street.
Yeah, right.
But I do drive by your place all the time.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Listen, if...
Well, we pay tickets, so just park and come in.
Wow. I'll just park and go to Coolidge Corner.
you really pay tickets?
Wow. I do pay tickets.
Now Peter's all excited.
If you're only if you're buying something in my store.
Joseph, if somebody wants to find you, can you tell us how they can find you?
Well, I'm easiest to find on Route 9 in Brookline, Chestnut Hill, which is 823 Boylston Street. The other way to find me is by phone, which is 617-738-6575.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Will you send us some pictures so that we can post them?
I would love to. That would be great.
It's great. You can send them pictures of our night tables.
Which are in process.
Oh, that's it. You're getting new night tables. Aren't you great? Special wood, I assume.
Well, actually, Joe made us a number of years ago, a fake kind of Noguchi table, and then he arranged for the glass to be made. And it really is the centerpiece of our living room. I mean, that's what you see.
I love your living room.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It has been
I always
great.
Knew there was someone with great taste behind Peter.
We're propping him up.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Peter Myerson from Cohn, Rasnick, Myerson & Plout. We've been speaking with Joseph Van Benton from Joseph Van Benton Furniture Maker. Check it out. It's quite special. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.